It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by Russell Tire on 96.1 Hank FM.
Oh, man, we got a great day here. We got some fantastic Penn State discussion coming up here on Sports Central. Then we've got Black and Gold Breakdown coming up at 4 o'clock. These Tuesdays during the fall, I feel like, and we're going from 3 to 5 now, I feel like this two-hour window is got to be about as good as you're going to get for a local football fan anywhere in this region, if in the state, because we do hammer our Penn State discussions so much, and then we've got our outstanding Steelers discussions on to. And Nathan is going to be sitting in on Black and Gold Breakdown today. You looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. Going to talk a little Drew Aller, talk a little preseason game, probably some of the standout players in there. So, yeah, excited to talk about that. We have our first live looks at Steelers during somewhat of a game. I mean, how much you can take away from it, we'll discuss that next hour. But yeah, I'm excited to talk a little Steelers. We don't do it as much on the show,
right,
because of the Steelers show, but obviously we have such a connection with Drew Aller. So that is the biggest story in the Steelers camp right now, and maybe even the NFL, with how much praise he was getting for his week one preseason outing. So.
And there's also the Joey Porter Jr. discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Kreider has discussed this the last couple weeks on Black and Gold Breakdown. Do you really want to give Joey Porter Jr. $30 million?
He might command more than $30
million. They're going to have to. I mean, there's almost no way around it. That's just the way in the fantasy land that they live in. That's just the way things go. Okay, so here's a good Penn State discussion that I don't think many of you think about ever. And it was probably about 3-4 weeks ago we were having a discussion, and I don't remember exactly verbatim what you said, word for word, but it did basically echo the thought of a lot of Penn State fans that Penn State fans have had for 50 years. And you said something to the degree of, well, Penn State's got enough money. And I was like, are you sure? And that's our discussion today. When I got here in 1999, I was of the belief, because I was told by everyone here, from Neil Riddell to Penn State fans everywhere, here's the phrase that I always heard. Okay, here's the phrase we heard all the time. And I don't know how far back this goes, into the 70s, 80s, 90s, or whatever, but this was the phrase. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Penn State has it as good as anybody. That's what everybody said. That's what everybody said for decades. And then it turned out that that wasn't true. And then over the last 15 to 18 years, we've learned that, that wasn't remotely close to being true. And I don't think Penn State fans understand that. I don't think they've ever understood that. And I'm not picking on you, but you said to the effect, because we talk a lot of money on the show, well, Penn State's got the money. Depending on the source you look up, there's different ways these people calculate. I found a ranking in the country of NIL spending for this year. And the number for Penn State is about $26 million, $25.5 to $26.5 million. You know where that ranks?
I'm going to guess like in the 30s.
It was 21st.
21st, okay.
On this site. I saw them as high as like 18th on another site and on one NIL evaluations. Okay, so they were 21st, okay? This is where it gets down to expectations. And I'll ask you, does being 21st in NIL spending equate in your mind to having enough money?
It depends. Is this total athletic department budget, NIL, or is this just football?
Just football. Yeah, I think I don't have the list in front of me here. Oregon, Texas, they were up sounds at like 48, right, yeah. 49 million.
Sounds right. Yeah.
48, 49 million.
That's well over.
Almost half, double.
Almost double. So, no, in that case, if it's strictly football, being 21st and being almost half of what the top programs are spending in the country, no, it is not enough. It is not enough. But, still enough to compete, but year in and year out, you're not getting the five stars. You're not getting the depth. And that's going to be a big thing, too, is getting the depth
right.
of these teams. And
right.
Think about how much depth the Alabama and the Georgia teams had a decade ago, where you go 2-3 strings back and they're beating a lot of other teams in the country. Well, with the NIL, that's now spread out across the country. But still, if you are at the top of the NIL, like the 49, 48 million, whatever the numbers are for Texas, Oregon, I'm sure Ohio State's up there, Michigan's probably creeping up there, these schools, then you are able to pay guys, say, hey, just sit 1 year, we're going to develop you, and then next year you'll be – like think about Dylan Raiola at Oregon right now, former Nebraska quarterback up there. In the NIL era, in the non-NIL era, it's going to be very hard to convince him to say, hey, listen, come sit a year here at Oregon – we'll let you marinate right here. You'll get healthy coming off an injury, and you'll follow the Dante Moore route that he did whenever he was backing up Dylan Gabriel. But in the NIL era, it's a lot more enticing to say, okay, here's a few million dollars. Just sit your ass down for 1 year, then your chance will be coming up, and you can show them what you're made of.
And here, again, this is part of – I'm not even just talking specifically, folks, about this year's NIL. I'm talking about the notion or the feeling that Penn State fans have had forever – that Penn State has it as good as anybody. How many of you grew up hearing that or grew up believing that? Let's go with that. How many of you grew up believing that Penn State had it as good as anybody? Well, for a long, long time, it did. You're talking about a 100,000-seat stadium. You're talking about every game on TV. And then, like, crazy stuff started happening with the STEP program first coming into play. The seat licensing that Penn State debuted. Can you look that up? I want to say it was around 2010.
STEP program?
STEP program, Penn State, STEP. That was the first time that we had the seat licensing come into play to where you were going to have to pay your money to secure your seat, and a lot of Penn State fans were pissed about it. And there's new news this week about the latest 2009? Yeah. There's new news this week about the latest aspects of the seat licensing with how much you're going to have to pay and moving your seats because they're renovating the stadium and all that. I'm here to tell you that quite frankly, and this is stuff, something that you wouldn't necessarily know, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Until 2009, I think everybody believed Penn State had it as good as anybody. And then they started the STEP program, and you start talking about how much more money they're going to get. And then you realize Minnesota, I believe even Purdue, certainly Michigan, they had gone to seat licensing 4 or 5 years earlier. And so what happened here, look, Tim, give me a minute. I'm going to steal Nathan's word here. Tim's on the phone line. I want the thoughts I'm about to give you to marinate for a little bit. Okay? Because everybody just thought Penn State had it as good as everybody else. And yet the STEP program comes in and you realize there's $5 million a year you're just letting walk away. I mean, Michigan, Minnesota, they were in position to make, like, I believe, you know, the numbers at the time were like $5 million a year more than Penn State by throwing these seat licenses on there. And that's what they are. You can call them Nittany Klein Club points or whatever. They're seat licenses. That's what they are. This didn't happen until 2009, Nathan. They were 5-6 years behind other people. But because you had an elderly football coach who only wanted to coach football, and didn't really want to get with the times and do anything else. The stories of Joe Paterno in the 60s are legendary. He'd go all over the state of Pennsylvania asking people for money for the Penn State football program. And the famous saying was, I'll take your money, but I don't want your 2 cents. It's a great saying. This followed Joe for decades. I'll take your money, but then shut up. Don't tell me how to spend the money. Don't tell me what to do. And this is how Penn State football grew into one of the elite programs in the country, not only on the field, but off field, 100,000 seat. And this belief permeated for decades. Penn State has it as good as anybody, right? We started to see cracks in 2009 with the STEP program. This is where things completely went off the rails. With the scandal, with the NCAA sanctions, with paying tens of millions of dollars to victims, it's hard to try to compare Penn State and Penn State football to anybody else in any other sport in the world that didn't have to go through that. So 2011 was a gigantic hard reset that everything was like, okay, clearly you don't have it as good as anybody else, as everybody else now, because all this money and these resources are going elsewhere. Then Bill O'Brien came in. And Bill O'Brien was the first crack in the armor outside of just looking at the numbers of the STEP program. Bill O'Brien came in and wanted renovations done. He wanted new things done. He wanted new, some upgrades to the Lash building and all this. And that's when the first crack started to appear, because Bill O'Brien made it clear that Penn State did not have it as good as everybody else. People thought this. People, and this is about the time of the super explosion of money and resources. What Georgia did 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, Northwestern is spending $1 billion. A lot of people are doing that. But see, they weren't doing this before. They weren't doing this before 2010, 11, 12. This explosion of resources has really been in the last decade, decade and a half. And that's when Penn State, which thought it had it as good as everybody else, then you deal with the sanctions, and then you let 5 or 6 years of $5 million fly by without getting that extra seat licensing money. Then you realize that you've got to renovate some of the things. Then James Franklin comes in, and whether this was James being James, trying to milk every freaking milliliter out of the cow, James Franklin said a lot of the things that we had at Vanderbilt were better than Penn State. A lot of the interior of the building, the furniture, the decor was better at Vanderbilt than Penn State. And you think back at the time, well, how can that be? That can't be right? I mean, that can't be. What do you think of James Franklin saying that Vanderbilt had something better than Penn State?
You know, if he would have said the Georgia or Alabama or one of these top-tier schools in the SEC would have had these elite upgrade facilities and all that over Penn State, I would have believed them. But if you throw Vanderbilt out there, which at that time was a horrible program,
it's a little hard to believe. But again, he's talking decor. He's talking when you go into the building, the paint, the walls, what everybody sees. Because what everybody basically saw from Penn State football forever was the stadium, 107,000 people. The stadium has been a dump for 15 years. The stadium has been an absolute dump. It's embarrassing in the underbelly of Beaver Stadium. It's embarrassing. You walk in. If there generally no women listen to the show, I never hear from them. But you walk into the bathroom, on the bottom level of Beaver Stadium. You're peeing in a gigantic trough, standing shoulder to shoulder with 15 other men.
Not just the bottom. I mean,
you think that's having it as good as anybody? I mean, no. It was embarrassing what happened to Beaver Stadium. But people thought, they still harbored this belief that Penn State had it as good as everybody. Now, I think it's just unbelievable arrogance that Penn State fans had built up over decades. But again, you go back to Joe. Joe wasn't interested in all that stuff. Joe was an old man. Joe didn't care about the decor of the and building everything up. Joe wanted to coach football. He wanted to get his VCR tapes and take them home and watch his VCR tapes of the football team and walk around the campus. He didn't want to leave campus for recruiting. So Penn State let so many opportunities go by that cost them, quite frankly, tens of millions of dollars. And so then whether you want to believe James Franklin or not, I do, because I've walked inside the Lash building for 20 years. And yeah, the upgrades they've made in the last 10 or 15 years under James and Bill O'Brien were spectacular compared to when I started in 2006. But it took an outsider. It took James Franklin, an outsider, and Bill O'Brien, outsiders, to come in and say, you know what, this workout room, it's not good enough. You know what, these interior facilities, these locker rooms, they're not good enough. Maybe we got to spend some more money. And so that was kind of when the whole thing started. And so then we have the NIL explosion five, six years ago, and you're already behind. You're already behind the eight ball from decades of overlooking it. And then, of course, you add in the scandal and all that money and the embarrassment and the humiliation. It was almost like you don't know this, Nathan, being young. Quite frankly, in 2012, 2013, 2014, winning at Penn State really wasn't even all that important. Is that sound strange to hear somebody say that?
I mean, if you put in the context of what was going on.
In the context.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because what happened was, if all you cared about was winning during that period, you were reinforcing the notion that all Penn State cared about was winning football games.
Yeah.
And so they had to downplay that as much as possible. They really did. The school did. You know, the media did, and the way we covered things. And so really it wasn't until 2016 when they won the Big Ten that it started to kind of cycle back. And it was like, hey, folks, it's okay for Penn State to win. It's okay for Penn State. They ate their crap. They served their punishment for a few years being humiliated. Now it's okay to care about football again.
Yeah, it was primarily a whole new regime.
But they lost a 3 to 4 year window there while everybody else was caring about football and starting to spend more money. So when I say to you that Penn State has the 21st highest rated NIL while spending $700 million on a stadium renovation, while having only one other sport of your 31 sports that makes money, and that's men's basketball, if I come to you and say, does Penn State have enough money to compete at the highest levels of college football? If you give me any answer other than no, I just don't think you're paying attention. Like you can maybe get to a Final Four if you beat SMU and Boise State, but what I'm telling you is, if you're 20th in NIL and you're 20th in recruiting, and you're 15th in this and 14th in that, then what ranking football program do you have?
This is a thing where
you have the 15th ranked football program in the country.
It's got to take flash in the. I mean, it's got to take lightning in a bottle to be able to
correct.
Make a run.
It takes a one off kind of thing.
You're not a consistently top five, top, and maybe borderline top 10 program, but you're not a top five. You're not the Oregons. You're not the Ohio States who year after year upgrading. Like Oregon right now is in the perfect position.
If you finish 14th in recruiting every year, you are the 14th. You're kind of the 14th best program in the country.
Depending on how much you get out of that talent, you still got to develop.
Yeah, you have to develop it. And James, and this is where it would get back to James. He could beat the teams that he could beat the teams 15 and below. He couldn't beat the teams 13 and above.
Yes.
And but does that surprise you? If you have the 14th best talent, look, I'm around sports all the time. We have point spreads for a reason. We have favorites for a reason. When you play somebody better than you, they're going to beat you more often than you beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we find ourselves through all this time. And again, I'm trying to focus it specifically on the finances today, that people say, well, Penn State has it as good as anybody. And I'm telling you, here's who has it as good as anybody. This is number one in NIL. Texas, $49.3 million. Oregon, $43 million. LSU, $42 million. Ohio State, $39 million. Miami, I brighten my phone here. Can't see. Miami, $38 million. USC, $35 million. Notre Dame, $35 million. Ole Miss, $35 million. Texas Tech, $35 million. That's new money with what Texas Tech has done with their finances lately. Indiana, $33 million on football. Indiana is spending more on football, $7 million more on football than Penn State.
How much had Mark Cuban, though? That's the question.
Texas A&M, $33 million. Alabama, $32 million. Michigan, $31 million. Tennessee, $31 million. Oklahoma, 30.6. Georgia, 30.4. Auburn, 29. Florida. I still haven't gotten to Penn State. You guys tired of hearing me read off teams that have more resources than Penn State?
Just throw out Auburn. You just throw out Auburn.
Missouri, 27.3. And ranking one spot ahead of Penn State, Houston, $27 million. So do you see what I'm getting at? That as soon as you said a few weeks ago, Penn State has the money, I would claim that they don't.
How much of that you think is skewed by the stadium renovation, though, and how much they can actually spend on the NIL right now?
Very good question.
That to me is where I'm—
But they also have to pay for 29 other sports. 30, I mean, men's basketball helps pay. They make money. But mm-hmm. The other 29 don't. Men's hockey, the hockey programs have an endowment because Terry Pegula gifted them with an endowment, so they don't lose money.
Mm-hmm.
But so how much, and part of, this is a differentiation that a lot of people are not fully aware of. Penn State's athletic department is a self-sustaining athletic department. The money that athletics brings in has to coincide with the money that goes out. They can't go back to the university for more money. Most universities, I don't know all the numbers, most universities in the country can go to the general fund or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Penn State Athletics can only spend what Penn State Athletics brings in. And so your hands are tied. And in that aspect, it's actually more like a real business.
Yes. You're not, like, you know, you just have unlimited money.
Yeah, real businesses have budgets. So that's a part of it as well.
Yeah, so I am curious what this looks like 5 years from now, whenever the renovation's all done.
Do you think it gets better? Do you think?
Yes.
Do you think they're
well,
still?
Well,
you still still think they're ranked around 20th?
I think it depends on the success of the football program. If Matt Campbell's able to rise them back up to where the expectations are might be at, where it's top 10 program, then I think the money could be flowing in a little bit more than it is right now, and that could help them as well. But if he's stagnant and he's going 9-3, 8-4, I mean, at that point, I think it is probably more likely to stay around that 20 to 25 range where you still got people believing it's Penn State football, that kind of stuff. But do you have all the money flowing in at that point?
If you weren't going to get that with James Franklin. James Franklin had completely alienated a lot of those people, and that's one of the reasons he had to go.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's go to Tim on our Snare and Associates call-in line. Tim, a lot of food for thought there. You've been a Penn State fan for how long?
Oh, gosh. I went to my first Penn State game in 1978.
How long did you hear a phrase akin to Penn State has it as good as anybody?
You know, for a long time. But I would also argue that I think they did, you know.
They
Because you look at Haluba Hall. Haluba Hall.
Yep.
Was the second largest indoor practice facility in the world. It was only second to the Green Bay Packers when it opened up in the late 80s. It was the largest prefabricated steel building in the world, right, in the last building. And then you guys made a lot of good points. And, you know, Joe was able to raise money unbelievably for the university and for the football team. He used to have dinner parties at his house after football games. You know, bring in Chairman of Merrill Lynch and other places and just give him money. You know, then he got older and he wasn't into, you know, recruiting. He didn't want to spend money, you know. I mean, I was a Joe fan, you know, because he did a lot of good for the school and the university. He stayed longer than he should have, but I was kind of okay with that because of what he did for the school. But, you know, but now, you know, I made the call yesterday and you said, are you optimistic about football? And I said, no, because of NIL. You know, and so, you know, it's clear, you know, that they don't have that money. Now, ironically, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but today the ticket prices for season tickets came out for 2027.
Yeah.
This has never happened this early. They sent an email out yesterday saying, hey, it's coming. Right. I'm on the east side. My seats went up. I have two seats on about the 12-yard line. My seats went up about 5.75%. You know, there hadn't been an increase in 3 years, so it's, you know, negligible. But on the west side, where the new stands are, some of those are looking at over 100% increase.
Yep.
You know, and people, you know, on the message boards are saying, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, I don't know if I have enough points that I can move somewhere else in the stadium. You know, be, you know, so it's going to be interesting. Now, you say about, you know, the future of NIL. You know, I was going to make the point that you said about James Franklin alienated some people, you know. And, you know, some of those people that have money, you know, aren't giving. So
maybe now they will. Hey, do you remember how pissed this went on for months? I remember having Greg Myford, the late Greg Myford, real good dude, worked in Penn State administration when I was doing the show at the previous institution. They had me on for the ESPN affiliate so we could discuss the STEP program and all of the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
Tim, do you remember how pissed everybody
stands for?
Everybody was.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They should have done it 5 years earlier. And
Right. Looking
back on it, if they had done it 5 years earlier, again, it's hard to know any of this stuff because of the scandal in 2011. So I'm just talking about in a different kind of parallel universe. If Penn State had done it 5 years earlier, and maybe the coach retires earlier, and you get in new thinking earlier, how different things might have been.
Absolutely, and I don't think Penn State handled it well in terms of, you know, preparing people for this. I mean, you can lay that out, you know, and say, look, other places are doing this, you know, we need to, you know, there, I don't think there was much notice on the whole thing, right? You know, and you know, I don't know if that's why they sent out the email yesterday, hey, this is coming. You know, that's not much of advance notice. But before, I don't think they did much at all on that. But, yeah, I don't think Penn State handles things a lot of times the right way, you know, but
I just laugh because that could be taken many different ways. Anyway, the point I wanted to make with this whole discussion is if you're out there thinking that Penn State's a move or two away from a national title because you still think Penn State has it as good as everybody, because again, when I got here in 1999, they did. But they let it slide. They let it slip away. They got comfortable with everything. They did not change with the times. You had an old guy as a coach who did not want to change at all. And that, look, this is how things happen.
That's what's crazy is the fact that you got here in 99 and a decade later changed that significantly.
Yeah.
Where that just puts things into perspective of how fresh you got to keep things, how you have to keep
look at Northwestern.
Yeah.
Northwestern will have a better football facility than Penn State. Think about that. Northwestern's kind of been a garbage football program for most of its existence, and Indiana was the most garbage football program in the country until last year, and now they're spending 20% more money on NIL than Penn State. Wrap your mind around that, Tim.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I would have rather had a new stadium than, you know, the way it is now. It's still, like you said, underneath is not going to be good, especially on my side, the east side, you know.
You still going to be peeing in the trough?
When I have to, I will.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Hey, a buddy of mine texted me today, said, somehow, I don't know if I should even repeat. Well, I'm not even going to do it because I'm going to jinx it. If I were to say something, Penn State would find a way to screw him over, and so I'm not even going to do it. But, yeah, a lot of people are paying a lot more money with their season tickets.
That's insane.
But they'll pay it. We're gonna get into that when we come back.
Ready for summer? Make sure your vehicle is with a visit to Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales. Take advantage of their summer vacation special. Lube oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire pressure, tire rotation, brake and battery inspection, just $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. Keep cool with an air conditioning performance check, including testing of your overall system cooling and more. Only $59.99. Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Your hometown mortgage
lender, Snare and Associates. Hello, Anthony Snare back on your favorite radio station again with another important message. Are you in need of a mortgage to purchase a new home? How about a mortgage to refinance your current home to obtain a lower rate? Do some debt consolidation or even tackle a home improvement project and you're unsure who to contact or even how any of this works? then you need to call the experts at Snare & Associates Mortgage Services. Let one of our experienced loan originators walk you through our free, quick, and easy pre-approval process while advising you on what mortgage program works best in your situation. At Snare & Associates, we have the most programs, the lowest rates, the lowest closing costs, and we work with borrowers on all credit levels. So if you're thinking mortgage, then you need to give us a call at 814-695-2000. Visit us on the web at snareandassociates.com or stop by our office in historic Haldaysburg to get pre-approved today. Snare
and Associates. Let's by the PA Department of Banking and Securities, NMLS number 101853.
Every year, summer ends and the kids go back to school. This year, I'm going back too at My Computer Career. They helped me get financial aid, and I got to choose online or on-campus classes to fit my needs. Now I'm on a fast track to a high-demand IT career where the rewards can finally match my value. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. It's never too late to go back to school.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333.
Listen to 96.1 Hank FM anywhere at 961hankfm.com or on the Leitner Radio app. Streaming of Hank FM is driven by Grubco Busing Incorporated in Heston.
Grubco Busing is your family-run travel partner serving Huntington, State College, and Altoona and beyond since 1980. Grubco Charter Bus Tours offer superior comfort and convenience, and their professional drivers ensure a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable journey. Book your next adventure at grubcobusing.com or give them a call at 814-907-0518 and follow them on Facebook, too.
Hank FM.
All right, you want to save yourself some money, since we're talking money. You want to save yourself some money getting your vehicle fixed, head to Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. They will take care of all your vehicle needs at a good price. Russell Tire, 944-9386. Central PA Truck and Equipment, 212-8200. Let them know that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. Here's my question for everybody. What do you spend your money on? For everybody in the world, there are things that you are willing to spend a lot of money on. And then there are things that when you see other people spend a lot of money on, you say, what a dumbass. And they may say to you, well, you're a dumbass for spending it on that. I'll go first here. Because I do spend, admittedly, a significant amount of money on youth sports. If I have to get the new $350 to $400 bat, that's just what we have to do. No, a $400 bat is not going to fix a terrible hitter. But if you've got a good hitter, I promise you a $400 bat is going to be beneficial. Nathan can tell you all about the Supra hitting the ball 40 feet further than a regular bat, correct?
I would agree that's the case.
So I'm okay with spending $400 on a baseball bat because the memories we get from that baseball bat will last forever. If you're going to go spend $400 on a ticket to a sporting event, I might just call you a dumbass. Just like you would call me a dumbass for spending $400 on a baseball bat. So everybody's got, I had a call here from 724. I think that's Pittsburgh. Call me back. Everybody's got things they're willing to spend money on. You people that spend $10,000 for Penn State season tickets, for four Penn State season tickets, you're crazy to me. Just like I'm crazy to you for what I might spend my money on. And a year ago, we had my friend on. I had two of my friends on. One of them, her daughter is in dance, and she's now at a highly successful dance institution in New York City. So this paid off. She said it could cost up to $20,000 a year for dance. And you're rolling your eyes. My other friend, son plays hockey, and that can be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a year. Okay. So everybody's got their things that they're willing to spend. Maybe it's your car. You people out there that have a $100,000 car, I'm going to call you a dumbass. I think you're crazy. I think you're insane if you're driving around with a $110,000 pickup truck. Can't imagine what your insurance is. The gas prices are outrageous. You're spending an exorbitant amount of money. Meanwhile, I'm driving to Cleveland to buy a used car so I can save $3,000. So you see what I'm getting at? Everybody has the things that they are comfortable spending their money on. What are you comfortable spending money on, Nathan, versus what do you think people fall into that dumbass category if they're going to spend $400 on a baseball bet?
So what I'm comfortable spending, I don't know. That's a good question, because right now I'm trying to save as much money as I can.
For what?
For a house.
So you're spending your money on a house.
Whenever I, yes.
Okay. And while history would tell you, and I will absolutely tell you, that's a great idea. Housing prices right now are the highest ever, and interest rates are the highest ever. So it might be better. I actually read, whether or not I agree with this, because I don't. But you can actually find people that will say, if you rent a house over 20 and 30 years, you can actually save money. But again, I don't buy that. I am a proponent of buying. So you're in favor of the house then, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to go buy a $100,000 truck?
Oh, my God. No. No.
Because you can buy a house for $100,000. Not anymore. Not much of a house. But you can get a house for maybe a decent house for not much more than $100,000.
Exactly.
So would you spend $100,000 on a truck or a house?
A house. A house. You see the car I drive here every day. I love my car. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a $100,000 truck. I mean, I don't.
Is it a $100 car?
No. It's $100. Okay.
I'm $100.
I love the car. I love the car. Hey, I guess you've pointed it.
What do you get? Like 30 plus miles per gallon?
Like 26, 27.
Yeah, really? I would have thought you got more than that.
Well, in the city. I mean, if you go on
a highway, you're probably
closer to that. So.
But there's nothing wrong with that. But again, some people might say, why would you spend money buying a house? You could go enjoy life and go buy some football tickets for that.
So this is what I'll say. This is what I find craziness from other people. One thing I always find crazy is the amount of food, the money people spend on food and drinks are. It's outrageous, whether that's door dashing something to your house.
Yes.
That adds up
yes.
quick. If you're eating out all the time, that adds up quick.
I'm raising my hand.
I know
we
you're
do all that
there.
Garbage because we're gone all the time.
Starbucks coffee, getting $8 coffee. We've talked about this plenty of times.
Oh, my God. So,
anything like that, I definitely think. Now, I'm all in favor of like a one-off thing, maybe once a week going out to eat or something like that, or getting yourself a drink once a week or doing something like that. But people do this every single
people
day.
People get $6, $7 Starbucks coffees every day. Every day.
What's the math right there? $7. Let's say $7 a day times 36. That's over $2,100. Probably closer to $2,300, $2,400 a year. No, thank you. No, thank you. So, to me,
other than a house, is there something that you splurge on? If it's not, because again, it's easy to splurge on eating out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that reasonable if you go to Chili's, Applebee's. They you can still eat two for less than $50.
It's
interesting. But in terms of you don't have Penn State season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to spend $300 or $400 to go to a Penn State football game.
No.
A lot of people will do that. But you're a huge Penn State fan.
Yeah.
So
I can watch on my couch for nothing. So to me, the other thing probably would be the girlfriend. You know, it's a good answer.
But that's a lie. Okay, but that's part of life.
Yes, that's
but
life.
Doing things like travel, would you spend money on travel?
I thought about the more I think about it, I would now that experiences and stuff like that. I do like. I think a sporting event's a little bit different. I wouldn't spend that much on a sporting
concert.
Event. No, I wouldn't spend it on a
you
concert.
You can travel a lot of places. I will tell anybody, Niagara Falls. You can go to the New York side. It's 4.5-5 hours away. It's relatively reasonably priced. You can go up there with a couple.
for a pretty nice weekend for just a couple $100s. It's pretty like that, pretty, that pretty darn
money.
Amazing.
That I'd spend my money.
And there
on
are other
like
places,
that.
You know, if you're into amusement parks, I'm not spending $80 to go ride rides, but that's not a bad day.
That's not bad. Well, $80 for a whole day is not bad at all.
Yeah,
I'd say
I don't ride any
rides.
Rides.
I hate rides. Yeah. I hate them. Ugh, no,
let's go to Clarkster on our Snare and Associates call-in line. What do you think? What are things that you think are worth spending your money on, Clarkster?
Well, I thought your answer was going to be gas.
Well, that is true.
That isn't, yep. we did the math off air one day.
Let's see, I just came back from New Jersey for the eighth time, eight baseball tournaments in New Jersey at 4.5 hours away. Yeah, I spent a lot of money
one
on
way,
gas.
One way.
And you're the guy that had to find a car, what, 300 miles away? And then 300 miles back.
Exactly right.
Now that you're saving money, though.
Into the shop later.
I'm as cheap as it gets, except for baseball. I will say this: baseball and eating out. My two vices are. Because we're making as many memories as we can, I'll spend about whatever it takes for the next 2 to 3 years till my kid. Everybody filters out at 16 or 17. So I'll spend it for trips, baseball, and eating out.
It's just amazing. I mean, I got memories that it had nowhere near the cost of what's going on.
That's
nowadays.
True, yep.
You know, I lived in Philadelphia, you know, growing up. We had a recreation center 2 or 3 blocks away. I played Little League, Junior League, and then I went to, League?
Pony League?
No, not Pony League. American Legion ball,
mm-hmm.
which was just the next neighborhood up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college, played a little ball my freshman year at Penn State Ogons, but the cost of all this stuff is just so out of control.
Outrageous.
It is. I fail to say that thing, you know, I want to say about that thing that happened at Penn State, that addiction was there a long time ago.
Was it?
You know, that. Yeah. Well, I mean, the addiction with the football program and everything.
Oh, not the cocaine.
That's what I thought we were talking about.
I thought you were talking about the cocaine.
That's what I thought we were going down.
Yeah, well, that may have been there, too, but that's kind of ironic.
How amazing is it that what he said literally could have been taken either one of those ways and have been correct?
I was thinking that was more likely back in the day. That was more of an addiction.
Well, because cocaine didn't really come back till the 80s. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's insane. At some point in time, we had Flyers season tickets. And at some point in time, we ended up losing them. But there was at some point in time that I was going to say $25 per ticket is more than I want to pay. That was our last amount that we paid for 2 seats, very good seats, first level, 9th row, and all that other stuff. And it's just has gotten into people's psyche anymore. And these games are televised on top of it. And you're going into an Erector Set stadium.
Yep.
And you're sitting, you know, with people, and the behavior at games anymore is ridiculous. Why would you even bother considering doing this? And then on top of that, the school sits on billions of dollars of money?
Endowment.
And then they come to you for NIL.
Then they need more. They need more. All right, I do have to take a break here. I promise Nathan, he's going to get to go do some of his NFL preview, so we're going to try to do that every day.
Right.
And then we've got the Black and Gold Breakdown coming up here in 15 minutes, so I thought that'd be a good segue. So what teams are you going to break down today?
Going to the NFC East. We're sticking with Philadelphia. We're going to talk a little Eagles, and we're going to talk the New York Giants.
All righty, here we go. Stick around.
The fair you've been waiting for is back. Bigger, better, and packed with nonstop excitement. It's the American Legion County Fair in Evansburg, September 6th through the 12th. Admission is still just $10. Enjoy the rides and live shows. Come face-to-face with dinosaurs at Jurassic Kingdom. And buckle up for the adrenaline-pumping Wild Wheels Thrill Arena. Plus, don't miss the daily showcase of events in Building Number 3, sponsored by the Cambria County Conservation District. Every night brings something exciting. Sunday, Bull Ride Mania kicks things off. Monday, country stars Daryl Worley and Andy Griggs take the stage. Tuesday, it's the Super Semi Truck Pulls. Wednesday, quad and side-by-side drag racing. Thursday and Friday, two nights of demo derby action. And Saturday, the grand finale, KSR Motorsports Monster Truck Show. Thrilling shows, exciting rides, fun games, farm animals and exhibits, unique shopping, delicious fair food, and free parking all week long. There's something for everyone at the fair, the American Legion County Fair in Ebensburg, September 6th through the 12th. Visit us on Facebook for details. We'll see you at the fair.
All right, back here on Sports Central. This is Nathan Forlina doing our NFL previews now. So we're going to talk some NFL football here outside of the Steelers. Again, you can catch our Steelers talk in about 10 minutes or so here. Bort and Corey and I will be talking Pittsburgh Steelers, all that kind of stuff, so make sure you're calling in then. But we're going to talk about some two other teams. We're going to go to the NFC East. I got some fans of the Philadelphia Eagles around here, so we're going to start with them. I do not believe we have previewed them yet. So last year coming off a disappointing year by all accounts after coming off a Super Bowl win. They go out and just don't replicate the same production, whether that's Saquon Barkley, who I guess everybody kind of understood was going to have a drop-off considering the fact that he went for one of the most historic seasons in NFL history. That was not going to be replicated by a running back who was aging. So there was a little bit of drop-off there. A lot more contention in the wide receiver room. Obviously, there's a lot of tension with A.J. Brown over the last few years that kind of reached a boiling point last year, which resulted in him actually being traded this offseason to the New England Patriots. So he is out of Philadelphia in New England now, meaning Devontae Smith and some of the other wide receivers that they picked up both in the draft and in free agency are going to have to step up and make key additions to the passing game with Jalen Hurts, who a lot of people, even coming off a Super Bowl win, are still not sold on. So the Philadelphia Eagles, they're a very interesting team this year. They go out, they paid a lot of their staple guys. Jalen Carter getting broken off this offseason, defensive tackle, who you can make the argument is one of the best defensive players in the league. Also paying Jordan Davis on that side of the ball. And they're spending money. Offensive line still looking pretty solid. The Philadelphia Eagles, I don't anticipate going anywhere. They're still a very good team. The question is, can they replicate the success that we saw 2 years ago where they went on the Super Bowl run? Again, this is with an aging Saquon Barkley. This is with a Jalen Hurts that, is he figured out? Has the NFL figured him out? I don't think so, but it's definitely a concern that he's not as productive last year as he was the year prior. And this is with a defense that you're going to have to start paying guys. Guys like Cooper DeJean are going to be up for contracts. And there are key additions and key losses to this team. They had a really good draft. I really did like their draft, getting Mekhi Lemon out of USC. Now, this was the guy that they traded up ahead of Pittsburgh for, if you remember that fiasco in the first round where Dallas backed out late, Philadelphia moved up. Mekhi Lemon was supposed to go to the Steelers. He was on the phone with Omar Khan. Pittsburgh wouldn't went crazy with the draft being there, but he ends up being a Philadelphia Eagle. I liked him a lot out of USC this year. I think he'll be, or last year I should say, I think this year he'll be a very impactful player for the roster. Eli Stowers out of Vanderbilt, that's the name you guys need to keep your eyes on, and because he was a very productive target for Diego Pavia down at Vanderbilt last year. And they still got Dallas Goedert there, who they didn't think they were going to get back, but they did end up getting as well. Cole Payton, the quarterback, getting drafted. I don't think there's any chance we see him, but I did like him out of North Dakota State. So if Jalen Hurts starts to back, if he's not doing as hot as people are expecting, which I don't expect him to get benched, but Cole Payton is their backup right there. And then, of course, the big loss being A.J. Brown. Those are kind of the big additions and subtractions in free agency. They went out, added depth at the wide receiver position, Dontavian Wicks, Marquise Brown, Elijah Moore. So Jonathan Grenard, too, is a nice player that we're able to get from Minnesota in a trade, giving up 2 third-round picks. So point being, Philadelphia, I think they got a little bit better this offseason. Obviously, losing A.J. Brown's a big deal, but how big of a deal is that? I think they'll be able to fill his shoes, whether that is a Mekhi Lemon, whether that is these wide receivers that got in free agency with Hollywood Brown or Elijah Moore, Dontavian Wicks playing some sort of a role. So Philadelphia Eagles, I think, will be pretty good this upcoming year. Other team, we're talking about a division rival in the New York Giants, who you can make the argument had the biggest overhaul in the offseason bringing in the hottest coach on the market in John Harbaugh out of Baltimore after he gets canned after a Steelers, or I guess a loss to the Steelers in the final week of the season, ends up ending his time in Baltimore after what felt like forever. He goes to the New York Giants to be paired with a young quarterback in Jackson Dart, who has been making headlines on and off the field this offseason. Cam Scadboo recovering from injury, coming off a devastating leg injury, gruesome injury, but he'll be back this year, and seemingly he looks healthy, so Cam Scadboo is coming back. Team's overall pretty solid. I mean, this is definitely the best Giants team and the biggest outlook they've had in a long time. Malik Nabers is coming off an injury as well, by all accounts, in training camp and what he's been looking like. He's looks like he has gotten back to being somewhat healthy. So that's a huge addition right there. They bring back Odell Beckham Jr., who has had a much better camp than anybody was anticipating as well. So, and then they just brought in tons of Raven pieces from Patrick Ricard to Isaiah Likely, a ton of guys. Jordan Stout's over there too, so they got a punter too. Shout out Penn State, Jordan Stout. But all of these teams, or all these guys on the New York Giants, I think are going to make a huge impact. And I think we'll see a vast improvement of them. I think they're going to go have one of the best transitions, because I trust John Harbaugh that much. Jackson Dart, if he can stay healthy, which is a big concern, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a really good quarterback as well. So all that being said, I think the Giants and Eagles both are on the up. Some other NFC East teams, Cowboys and the, I almost said the Redskins, they're the Commanders now, but I almost said the Redskins, they're the Commanders now. Corey's giggling over there, but we'll get to those teams another day, because I don't know. I think this division has the chance to be the best in football, so we'll see what the NFC East. All right, take a quick break, and we'll wrap up here momentarily, and we'll move into Black and Gold Breakdown, which should be a fun hour.
Ready for summer? Make sure your vehicle is, with a visit to Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales. Take advantage of their summer vacation special. Lube oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire pressure, tire rotation, brake and battery inspection, just $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. Keep cool with an air conditioning performance check, including testing of your overall system cooling and more. Only $59.99. Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Hello, Anthony Snarebeck on your favorite radio station again with another important message. Are you in need of a mortgage to purchase a new home? How about a mortgage to refinance your current home to obtain a lower rate? Do some debt consolidation or even tackle a home improvement project and you're unsure who to contact or even how any of this works? Then you need to call the experts at Snare & Associates Mortgage Services. Let one of our experienced loan originators walk you through our free, quick, and easy pre-approval process while advising you on what mortgage program works best in your situation. At Snare & Associates, we have the most programs, the lowest rates, the lowest closing costs, and we work with borrowers on all credit levels. So if you're thinking mortgage, then you need to give us a call at 814-695-2000. Visit us on the web at snareandassociates.com or stop by our office in historic Haldaysburg to get pre-approved today.
Snare & Associates. Licensed by the PA Department of Banking and Securities, NMLS number 101853.
Is life insurance still on your list from earlier this year? Now is the perfect time to just get it done. A buddy told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I added this to my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and was shocked at how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $5,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, no medical exam was required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Checking this off my list felt great, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-5858 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-5858, or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-280-5858.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
All right, good stuff there. Hopefully JK's listening. We'll try to do that every day.
Sounds good. We'll get the Commanders tomorrow. We'll see.
The Redskins.
No.
Riggins. Joe Theismann.
Oh, man.
How's that Joe Theismann going to do this year?
Joe Theismann?
The point I made for the earlier in the show about
the concept that Penn State has it as good as anybody. I'm sure you're around Penn State fans. How many fans believe that?
I don't think as much as, again, maybe it's just my group. Okay. I think it is just my group.
You think young people realize the challenges that Penn State has?
I think young people, I mentioned yes, I think people under the age of 50 understand that Penn State isn't the top of the elite.
Yeah, the older people, maybe 40. But the older people who grew up, like Tim said earlier, yeah, Penn State did have it as good as anybody for a long time. And then they started resting on their laurels, and they didn't all of a sudden.
Exactly. And you talk about that 10-year stretch whenever everybody in college football, everything's changing constantly in college football, and this is very prevalent in the last 5 or 6 years with the NIL. Yeah. It's significantly
different.
It happens
quickly.
Very quickly, and you got to keep up with the times or else you're screwed.
Appreciate Russell Tire in Altoona, Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg, our presenting sponsor every day. Black Gold Breakdown coming up.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.